Are you ready for an illuminating experience? Van Gogh Alive is the incredible exhibition running currently in North Adelaide. Now, the designer of the Grand Pavilion foyers and the immersive spaces at Van Gogh Alive is Anna Cordingley, and she joins us now. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Hello. You are just a bundle of joy. We've been talking very briefly off the air, and we are so excited to have Van Gogh Alive here. It's a sensational exhibition.
It's really exciting. It is really exciting. And I've just heard that it's actually selling better than the Van Gogh Alive in Sydney, which makes me really happy. Go Adelaide. Show your arts culture.
It's amazing how emotive art can be as an experience. Now, I know that Molly and her mum got along to the opening of this exhibition here in Adelaide, and I saw via Molly's socials that Molly's mum got a little bit choked up when looking at the artwork. Do you find that this whole experience can elicit like a very common emotional response?
Yeah, good. Well, it should. I mean, I'm not happy that she choked up, but I'm happy that she was overwhelmed because the art is really extraordinary. He's a master for a reason.
So true. I feel like the experience, immersive is the right word. You feel like you're in another world. There's stunning classical music that's being played at the same time as the paintings are moving. There's fragrances, and there's also a series of quotes that are moving throughout the exhibition that you kind of catch yourself reading in between, looking at everything, and it's just a lot to take in. It is very emotive. Do you have a favourite part of the exhibition at all?
I think it might be the Starry Night Room, where there's a crazy large print of his Starry Night sky on the floor and the ceiling and strings of light in there. It's an infinity room, so the walls are mirrored. And you can spend an endless time there and dream. It's quite overwhelming, and because the light is low, magical.
Anna, how do you go as an artist yourself? You're designing the spaces to complement one of the most famous artists of all time work. Is that a high-pressure situation for you?
That's an extraordinary privilege, really. And I'm doing this with a huge team of makers and builders and graphic designers who have helped me manage to get these images that are so tiny. I mean, his artworks are quite small, and we've reproduced them at this crazy scale. So there are many, many people who have contributed to this, and I think everyone finds it quite humbling.
We're speaking to Anna Cordingley, who is working with Van Gogh Alive, which is part of Illuminate Adelaide, which the timing couldn't be more perfect for at the moment, Anna. It's school holidays. Do you feel like this exhibition is something that is going to draw in kids who might find art galleries themselves a little bit stuffy, but this is very different?
Yes. In fact, this is how it came about, I believe. Bruce, who owns Grande, was a little fed up with his children's behaviour in institutions. or perhaps it was the dirty looks he had from the invigilators and the gallery owners, and thought he'd try to make art more accessible. You know, why should it be for a kind of privileged elite? And so he's made something that's not precious, that can really wash over you no matter what your experience or your background or your education level or your age. Yeah, I'm going to take my kids shortly. They haven't seen it yet because we're from Melbourne. And they were locked down while we were building this. But I'm going to take them in a few weeks, and I can't wait. I'm hazarding a guess that they're going to enjoy the sunflower room there.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about, because when my mum and I went along, it was the opening night, and a few of the rooms hadn't been fully completed because of COVID and, you know, all these sorts of things that had but the sunflower room, finished or not, it was absolutely incredible. Do you think that is going to be a favourite for the fans that come along?
I think it really will be. It's I can't remember how many sunflowers that was, but it was thousands upon thousands.
You feel like you're in a field. That's basically what it was like. Incredible. And there's mirrors everywhere. And there's also a really beautiful quote in when you first walk into the entire exhibition that says, "The sunflower is mine in a way." And it's a quote by Van Gogh. And I just love that that's what you see when you first walk in. And it's also then kind of this full circle experience, because you come out of the sunflower room back into the entrance and you go, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, they're so soulful, those quotes, aren't they?
Yeah, I
mean,
that's
what a fascinating person. The person who had such quiet in his own life and so little community, artistic community. And here we are, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people enjoying his work. I'm sure he'd be staggered.
Yeah, and he said that as well, right? That one day people are going to appreciate my art. And that was one of, I mean, that's not the exact quote, but it was along those lines. And then you have this moment where you're looking around and you're seeing all of these people, some people like my mum, tearing up, and you go, well, he was right. Here we all are appreciating it.
I know, it warms the heart.
Well, it's very powerful. You can check it out for yourself. Van Gogh Alive, the experience, is open as part of Illuminate Adelaide until August 1st. Information is available at illuminateadelaide.com and accordingly. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.